So it's Lee Davey at calvinair.com. Today my guest is Scott Riley. How's life, Scott?
Scott O'Reilly. I'm not dropping that O for no one.
How's life, Scott O'Reilly?
Yeah, excellent, actually. Can't complain about anything. Just plodding through as usual. But yeah, as you may have guessed,
we've got our cuppers. What are you drinking?
I am drinking coffee. I am drinking coffee for a straw, though, because I'm told it will stain my teeth if I don't.
Oh, I like that. I like that. And we're going to talk about Profit Squad. Very briefly, not any more than a minute, because we're going to talk about it more in depth. But to give people a flavour, what is Profit Squad? What's your little pitch on that?
Essentially, Profit Squad is utilising the online, mainly online bookmakers and their promotions and, you know, what they're offering as extras and trying to turn that into actual cash rather than, you know, hoping that a certain team wins or whatever, you know, the gambling side, eliminating the gambling side to try and lock in a profit. Mm. So we're trying to make our members, you know, X amount of pounds a month. We say they should aim for about £1,000 a month with, you know, only a few hours work a week.
And why are you doing this, and why is now the right time to do it for you?
I mean, the company itself was set up, originally started setting up a couple of years ago, and it's a very good friend of mine. I've known him since birth. My parents and his parents were friends, and I actually have another business with him, a social media company that essentially, you know, you can promote your social media, be it Facebook, be it Twitter, whatever, through us. And he himself has always done match betting and arbing and things like that. And he decided he'd invent, you know, a site for that. And basically I've now joined a few months ago because obviously I know the industry pretty well. I've been in it for 10, 12 years or something now. So it seemed like a good opportunity to get in, and we've got a great working relationship. And there's a couple of others on the team. There's four of us total. And yeah, it was a good looking website. It was performing well. So I thought, why not get involved?
And what is the problem you're trying to solve here at Profit Squad?
Essentially, I mean, a lot of people are out there and they want to online, you know, they want to bet, they want to do these things, and they see these promotions and they think, well, how can I make the most out of it? You know, why am I, you know, getting a £25 free bet, but only getting a little return on it? So what we're aiming to do is to maximize everybody's return on every offer that's essentially out there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just make them a few quid, basically.
Is it only free bets, or is it any sort of arbs?
We avoid arbing altogether. Arbing, I'm sure you're aware, is essentially just taking a price on one site and finding a price on a different site, and between the two of them making a guaranteed profit because they're above the odds. But we actually try and avoid that because the bookmakers tend to pick up on these things now, and they don't like it. They don't like customers coming to them and just purely making money. But sports betting is a large part of it, but we also cover casino offers. We have bingo offers, and we have a little bit of off-piste stuff as well. But yeah, the majority is covered in those three topics. It is what it is. There's plenty of money to be made from all three, but we do have a couple other things on the site we promote as well. A lot of sports betting and horse racing and a lot of casino.
That makes more sense to me now, because when I was looking at it originally, I thought to myself, oh, it's taking advantage of free bets. So let's say, for people listening here, let's say I open a Coral account. So let's say I've never sports bet before. Every single bookie out there will want me to join them. So they all are offering me a free bet. And what Scott's team has come up with, which is quite brilliant, actually, I've never even thought about it before, is, all right, you've got a free bet from Coral. You've got a free bet from Skybet. Rather than just punting it away on nothing, which normally happens, choose the same bet, you know, but like a tennis match, and just bet on both outcomes.
Exactly. That's our best analogy, is a tennis match. You're only going to have two outcomes. You can't have a draw. Football matches, obviously, you could have a draw.
Yeah.
But bet on one site that Federer will win, bet on another site that Murray will win, and you can't lose. Mm. I mean, strictly speaking, the way we tend to do it is you use a betting exchange. So you get your free bet from Coral, and rather than try and find a good odds on another site, you go straight to Betfair or Matchroom or whoever it may be. And that way you can lay off the bet, which covers football matches so that you're not, you know, the outcome of draws, or if it's, say, a horse race where there's like six horses, obviously you can't find six different bookies. And that's, you know, I mean, that's complicated stuff. You can, don't get me wrong, but we tend to sort of say, place your coral bet on so-and-so horse in the 12:35 at Kempton, and then go on to Betfair and bet against that horse winning, basically. And we have calculators on the site so that you can put in the odds on the bookie, you put in the odds on the exchange, and it tells you, you know, what you should be placing on the exchange to match off your bet on the bookies.
How do you keep finding these free bets? Because what was going through my head was, at some point I'm going to run out of bookies who want to give me free bets, and I...
Well, so, I mean, obviously, when you first sign up to Profit Squad, the first port of call is opening a lot of these accounts. So it's what we call new customer offers. And they are extremely lucrative, very ABC, because, you know, it's once you learn the process, you know, this becomes very much second nature. So you're going to go through at least sort of 15 bookies in your first, you know, few weeks, depending on what your starting bank is. And yeah, you're utilizing the sign up offers because they are very, very simple. Let's be honest. It's just place a bet, we'll give you this bet for free. But we also have lots of other, you know, things upon the site. We have like the daily calendar. So on the calendar, it'll have Arsenal playing Tottenham tonight. So William Hill are going to say, oh, every goal that's scored, we'll give you a £5 free bet as long as you bet at least £20.
Right.
So the daily offer is actually probably more lucrative in the long run than the new customer offers because you can do them, you know, day in, day out. You know, there's a lot of football bets, and there's a lot of horse racing bets where you'll get some sort of promotion where you stand to gain, and it's just trying to make the most out of the way you're gaining. Football in particular, they have a lot of, you know, bet £20 before the match, have a £10 bet in the game, or if Cantu scores three goals, we'll give you this. Each bookie's different, obviously, and each offer's different, but there tends to be, you know, maybe at least 20 offers on the calendar every single day. And we have a lot of horse racing, and we have some advanced strategies with the horse racing as well, which does get a bit more complicated, but you know, we have a really extensive tutorial where you go, you learn first of all how to place a bet, how to lay a bet, and that way we can cater to basically anyone. One of our most successful promotions so far was on a site called NetMums. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No, I haven't.
It's a forum site essentially for mothers. So they're asking, you know, my kid's turned blue, what do I do, type thing. But you know, we ran a promotion on on there to try and attract customers. That's the simple thing of it, but a lot of these are ladies and they've never watched a football match or they've never placed a bet. Now we aim that you can come to our site having no prior knowledge whatsoever. It doesn't matter who you are, what your background is. You should be able to follow the tutorials. We have video and text versions. So it's, you know, it's your choice which you use, whichever you find most comfortable with. And then gradually we sort of break people in, I guess, and teach them a little bit more advanced strategy as time goes on. As you say, you start with the new customer offers and then you're moving on to slightly more complicated stuff like, you know, betting in play and laying in play. So literally it is designed for anyone, and the tutorials are extremely extensive. We have some good guys that have put the videos together, and you know, we've got an English teacher on board. He's now quit his job to come full time. He's one of the, you know, the owners, part owners of the company, and he does a lot of our text versions of the videos, let's call it. So there is strategy in black and white if people prefer that method, but each to their own, really.
It was interesting there that you said that you run a promotion on NetMums. One of the questions I was going to ask you was, who is your market? How did you answer that question, who is your market? But also, how did you end up on NetMums? What's your strategy there?
Well, I mean, it's an extremely used forum, and there's a lot of people on there that, you know, the economy we live in, let's not beat around the bush. There's a lot of single mothers out there. There's a lot of, you know, people that are I'm not going to say breadline, but you know, could always do a few extra quid in their pocket, and it just seemed like a very obvious forum to hit. So, you know, put an advert, sponsored post, you know, that's how marketing works these days. You pay them a few quid and they'll make sure it gets seen. And then it took, because one or two started trying it and then started reporting back, hey, actually, this isn't a scam. Mm-hmm. You know, this is our biggest problem we have is when you click on any page on the internet these days, it is in the corner. There's a little pop up that says, oh, earn millions, earn your private jet. Yeah. We have to differentiate because we ain't going to make you millions. I'm not going to lie, but we might be able to put an extra £1,000 a month in your bank account, which not many people are going to turn their nose up at, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's basically choosing targeted forums like that, although literally we could go on pretty much any forum and you'd hope there are people that would take to it, because quite literally anyone can do it. It's that simple. Once you've gone through the training, like, you should be able to understand it. NetMums was an obvious option just because of the size of the forum and, you know, the costs involved weren't particularly high, so why not give it a go? We're constantly trying new places. We do a lot of football forums, so, you know, like, particularly like Villa Forum or like Liverpool Forum, or, you know, they're obviously a lot smaller in general, but each one can generate a little bit of buzz. All it takes is one or two people to say, hey, actually, yep, I'm doing this. It's not a scam. It's actually a genuine way to make money from home. So, excuse me. That's the point. You can sit at home in your underpants and do this.
I was going to say, what if you've taken away the first thing, I guess, is you've, it's almost like it's not gambling in a way, right? So, and is there,
The whole point, yeah, is we aren't we thoroughly discourage any sort of gambling. If people are going off piste and doing things like that, in our own forums, we tell them off, like, because we don't want to promote that. We don't want people to go and have a mistake, lose a few quid, and then chase it or whatever. You know, we've been in the industry. It's gambling is what it is. So we're trying to alleviate any gambling whatsoever. And most of the time, your bet is going to be placed and backed against before the event's even started. So you already know whatever the result's going to be, you're going to make X.
What if you're really lazy? What if you look at it and you think, yeah, I want to make 1,000, 2,000 a month, but I don't want to do anything. It looks like you have that market cornered as well when I was looking at it in a little bit.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it is very low amount of time input, but the more time you put in, the more offers you're going to do and the more you're going to make. And you know, that's a necessary evil. Anything you do, you're going to have to put in a certain amount of your time to make money. What we're telling you is the best way to make money with your time is us, because your hourly is huge. Yeah. Like, that's the thing. You're going to earn more than you are flipping burgers at McDonald's. You ain't going to be a stockbroker money, but, you know, you're going to make some very good change.
And your options are monthly subscriptions. What are the three tiers have, right?
So we start off, we offer a trial for £1. Uh-huh. That gives you 2 weeks, and that is unlimited access. You get to see everything a full member does. No restrictions. We want you to have a real feel for the site, because at the end of the day, we don't want to take the money off these people unless they're actually going to use us. So it's best to give them a real good preview. In 2 weeks, you should normally make at least enough to pay for the yearly subscription. So what happens after your pound, pound trial, you can either go on to quarterly, which costs £15 a month. You can go on to, monthly, which costs £15 a month. Quarterly, which is, I think, £35 or £35.99 a month. So you do a little bit of a saving. Or you can go straight on to yearly, and that's £99 a year, which, to be honest with you, is very, very reasonable, because... Yeah. If you're not making £100 in your first month, you know, you're doing something wrong. And we tell this to our customers, you know, email us. Why aren't you making money? Tell us what you've been doing. We are there. Customer support is second to none, because if we see these people aren't making money, they ain't going to carry on subscribing to us. You know, like, it's hard enough to get customers to any site these days. So you want to be able to keep them once they're there. So we want to make sure that every base is covered. If they're having problems, we're there to help. We'll hold your hand for the first however long you need it. You know, we've got dedicated forum on the site that if someone's got a problem, post it up, and either one of the staff or one of the other members will reply to him. Normally, pretty pretty darn quick.
since you set up and you've had customers, you know, more and more customers and a wider demographic using it, what are some of the changes you've made as a result of feedback from customers?
Actually, it's been a very comprehensive service. From the start, like the first thing before the site even launched was getting a massive database of videos, so that are going to tutorial videos, basically, right, that are going to see everyone through. So actually, we started off with a very big database of videos where people could actually learn the whole process. And since then, we're always developing new strategies. We're developing new ways to make money as well. And each one of them comes with its own pitfalls because everybody's new to it at that point. So people will say, oh, I couldn't quite wrap my head around this, so we'll reshoot a video. We'll add to the text or whatever it may be. We do listen to our customers. We have one of the sub forums is literally, give us some feedback, give us some comments. Every page you go on, we have a little button you can click and say, feedback. Tell us what's wrong, tell us how we can help, you know, contact us and let us know, because that's, you have to listen to your customer. If you're not listening to your customer, they'll leave, and yeah, you're not going to make any money out of them, pure and simple.
What is the, what about weaknesses? What is the, have you got a weakness that you're working on at the moment, or some leak you got to plug?
So, I mean, if I'm honest with you, one of the things that does happen, is these bookies, they don't like you losing money to you. Let's be honest. If you've got a customer that's just taking money out of your site, like, they don't like it. So they do what's called gubbing, or banning people or limiting people, whatever the particular site chooses to do. Now, this basically says, oh, we're not going to give you special offers anymore. We're not going to let you operate in the promotion. So we're constantly developing ways in which to kind of not fool the bookies, but just, you know, you want to appear like any other punter. So what we recommend is you place a mug bet. It'll be, I'm just going to bet Liverpool to win today. You can go on to Betfair and you can lay it off, and maybe it'll cost you 50p, but you know, that's 50p for maybe keeping an account for a lot longer. And longevity is, you know, an account is worth a lot of money to you in the long term, as long as the special offers keep pouring in. But we're also developing now a lot more strategies that don't require the special offers. We have a very successful tool which essentially, if you imagine a horse race, say there's four horses. If you can find the prices of those four different horses on four different bookies and work it in a way that you can bet on every single one, and there's enough equity that doesn't matter the result, you're going to make money on different occurrences, whichever one comes first. And we actually have a very advanced strategy where we do, it's called each way dutching, where we're actually not just covering the field, but we're covering the each way field at the same time. Which again, this isn't, we don't recommend it for our new members. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not the easiest thing necessarily to wrap your head around, but the second you get it, it's like, you know, can be 5 minutes work, and people are literally returning hundreds of pounds on a race, purely, you know, guaranteed. You know, it would be that your minimum outcome would be a break even, but actually, if a certain horse finishes first or a certain horse finishes in the places, you can actually stand to make a good amount of money. But what we don't do is leave you that you can have a potential loss, because that's the whole point of this, is we don't want people to be gambling. It's not about the gamble. It is about making sure that whatever the outcome of any situation, that you're at least going to break even or have a very small qualifying loss, is what
does that
50p or a pound or something.
How does that work then if it's not gambling? How does somebody lose?
I mean, we've actually had quite a big debate recently with the ASA, the Advertising Standards Agency, because we claimed we were 100% risk-free betting match betting service. Now, somebody on one forum somewhere complained and said, this isn't risk-free. Now, we have had rather large amounts of emails with the ASA as to whether we can continue to advertise. And basically, the decision has been made. We're no longer allowed to say 100% risk-free. I'll be honest with you. The reason for it is human error.
Right.
Now, nine times out of ten.
Scott, I have a good example for you, right? Okay, here's a good example for you. I know you don't do art betting,
Well, yeah, I'm fully aware of what it
but
is,
right.
but
So back in the day when I was gambling a lot, and I got into this, I would open up so many accounts with these poxy little European betting agencies, and I would try to do arbitrage betting. And I remember doing it with a French football once. I went out to dinner and I put thousands of thousands on. Went out to dinner. I come back and I think it was pre-mobile phone days, right? So they'd written to me and said, sorry, we can't put your bet on. And of course, I'm out and I don't even know. I couldn't react to it. I come back. So, okay, that's sort of like an error. Do you know what I mean? That it would have worked.
Yeah, I mean it is a tough situation because it's not 100% down to you. I do understand that obviously it's a bookie, but it's one of those things where maybe if you were at your computer, you'd have noticed it. So it's kind of, I'm not blaming you. Don't get me wrong.
No, I
But
blame me.
obviously,
I don't. I blame me. Don't worry.
it's one of those things. You've got to make sure that everything is right with those sorts of things, obviously. But yeah, I mean, generally, it is down to human error is why we can't, we can't actually claim to be 100% risk free. But if somebody's made a loss, 99 times out of 100, if not more, it is down to something they have done themselves,
Someone's
which
pressed the wrong button or done the wrong odds or
exactly. You'll see people and they'll come in and they'll be like, yeah, I lost because I bet on Liverpool to win, and then I went on Betfair and I bet against them and something happened. And then you realize they've bet on the half time score, not the full time score, something like that, where it does happen, of course, but over time, you learn from your mistakes, and it normally only takes one mistake, and people learn very bloody quickly. I will be honest with you. Once they lose a few quid, they ain't making that mistake again. Or it'll be somebody that hasn't gone through the training fully, thought, oh, I know better than them. I'm sure I know this. It won't be a problem. And then they come unstuck, of course. But as a company, we can't really do much more. We lay it out. You must do the training, do everything before you even place your first bet. We push that point home, and it's down to the individual if they choose not to do the full training, or if they choose to sort of go off piste and do an offer that isn't necessarily recommended by us or something like that, then yes. And I'm not hating on my customers, don't get me wrong. It's just one of those things that you're always going to find somebody who, yeah, makes a mistake. And yeah, it does happen, obviously, but genuinely, if you follow the rules, follow the instructions, it should be a no-lose situation.
How does bankroll factor into this? Because I keep I in them in my mind, I'm thinking of like free bets, and free bets are usually like, you get a £10 free bet or a £20 free bet. So is this always going to be low buy-in, long-term strategy, or can someone, or is there a way for someone to just dump a couple of hundred or a couple of thousand? How does it work?
So we say if you start off with a bank of approximately £50 is pretty much your minimum. That's going to be your starting point, and that's going to give you enough money to go onto Coral and place your first bet against it on the exchange, and then leave you enough money once your free bet comes in that you can place that free bet and you can bet against it. And then suddenly, after that's all resolved, you've made some money. So your 50 is now 60 or 70 or whatever it may be, depending on the site, depending on the offer. Now, what we recommend is you try at the start not to be just thinking, oh, I've made £10, I'm going down pub. Try and build a little bit, because what you ideally want to get into a situation of is you build your bankroll a bit, and then you can do more than one offer at a time. You can start opening two bookies at a time rather than one bookie at a time. You can start doing the daily offers. So yeah, bankroll sort of speeds up the process. It actually increases the amount of money you're able to make purely because you're able to do more and more offers. And there are, I mean, we do a lot of casino offers as well, where it's not guaranteed profit, but it is high edge profit. So it's a plus EV offers is what we call them. So it'll be, stake £10 on this slot and we will give you a £5 bonus. And if you've got a slot, you can get the RTP, the return to player. So maybe it's 95%. So we say if you bet £10 on this slot, you're going to get £9.50 back on average. And then they're going to give you a £5 bonus, which you need to spend once, five times, 10 times, depending on the offer, depending on the site. And then again, 95% of that's going to come back to you. If it's one-time wagering requirement, you're going to get, what is it, £4.75 or Yeah, £4.70 for stuff. My maths, terrible. You know, it's it is again. But obviously, you could stake that £10 on the slot and get 50p back. You might not get £9.50 yeah, back. Again, it's not at that point. That's not risk free, but it is high equity odds. So we've got members that will not touch any of those sort of offers. They will only do the guaranteed profits, which last year it was 2016. If you'd done every single offer that was a guaranteed profit on the site, £14,000. So you don't need to do the calendar offers to still make, the casino offers to still make a very handsome profit.
Tax free.
It's just, yes. Yeah, that's very good. But yeah, I mean, we've actually had some very lucrative loopholes where you've had bookmakers come out with an offer and in one way or another, they've screwed up, let's be honest. And I'm not going to lie to you. We have had members make thousands. We literally have just had one finish where most of our members have made a good few hundred quid out of it, but some of them are reporting several thousand for literally a couple of hours' work. We've got one or two. We've got at least one ongoing loophole that basically it's not being noticed by a site. I won't really go into it.
Obviously.
Join Profit Squad and find But, you know, where they've screwed up a little bit, and it basically has meant that our members can utilize this, which, again, loopholes, we say, they're not 100% risk-free because the site could pull it at any point. They might, you know, but they're never going to be able to steal your money. They're always going to have to at least return your deposit. You know, that's law. That's they're bad that they've made a mistake, but these are very, very lucrative. I remember one that I got involved with about a year ago on one of the major bookies, and it was a roulette offer. And it was every time red comes in 10 times, you get a £5 bonus. Now, you have to minimum stake £5 each spin, but you can get this £5 bonus over and over. So now, all you do, you bet on red or black and even money chance, you're £5. And sorry, it was every five times red comes in. So average of every 10 spins. So average of every 10 spins you're betting, you're getting a £5 bonus. Now, I mean, I know you know a roulette wheel.
So, intimately.
But like it's, you know, you're essentially spending £50 to get a £5 bonus. But that, you know, your return on that £50 is £48 something because one in 37 times it's green or whatever. But the mistake by the bookmaker was they were supposed to limit that £5 bonus to one a day. And they just didn't.
Right.
So overnight, I know maybe four people that I can think of off the head, including myself, we made 20 grand
right
between us. It sounds
just keep
like
going and going and going.
But
yeah.
The way you can spin a roulette wheel, it's like 10-15 seconds online because you don't watch the ball. You turn on turbo spin and you're just literally clicking £5 red bet, £5 red bet, £5 red bet. Every 10 bets, you're getting a £5 cash bonus. And it was just unreal. And that ran from maybe 9 p.m. in the evening till about 9 a.m., 10 a.m. the next morning.
So they clocked
and
it.
Everybody was just clicking buttons.
Yeah.
But everybody made several thousand pounds because it's just stupid. You know, the equity is stupid. You know, they fucked up.
Yeah.
Excuse my French. No. But, like, you know, like it's one of those things that these do pop up every now and again. And if you're there for it, the opportunities are endless, let's say. So.
Okay, so we'll put the contact details at the bottom of the interview on how to get on Profit Squad. Is there anything else you wanted to tell people before we close off?
I mean, the site itself, as I think I touched on it earlier, we are there to help. We don't want people thinking, oh, I'm going to pay them money and then I'm going to have to watch all these videos. And what happens if I don't get this? What happens if this doesn't work out for me or whatever? We get emails from new customers every single day. Just, oh, I'm a bit unsure about this. And we'll turn around and say, send us screenshots of the bet. Send us, you know, details of this, that, the other. And we will help you as much as possible. It is a fully comprehensive service. Everything's there. There is the dedicated forum so that, you know, if one of the staff members isn't instantly about, there's always going to be other members willing to help. It's a very nice community. We don't get idiots on the forum, you know, everybody's friendly to each other, everybody's amiable because everybody's making money.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
No one's unhappy when they're like, you
know, I know.
There's always a smile on the face. So yeah, I mean, but as a whole, it's as I say, come and give it a go. It's £1. You know, like we're not trying to screw anyone. If you pay your pound and then you pay your £15 and you don't like it still, we offer a 30-day money back guarantee, like no questions, no quibble. Like, we don't want your money unless you're making money yourself.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole point of it. There's no scam, there's nothing like that. It's just purely there that we're offering you a service that you can choose to use, and if you choose to use it, you'll make a whole lot more money than you're gonna pay us. Doing it for you.
I like it. All right, Scott, thank you for joining us. Wish you all the best with Profit Squad, your poker playing, your social media network, and yeah, thanks for joining us.
Absolute pleasure, Lee. Thank you.